Oh, hi. Good morning. Welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. We've taken a break over the season of Christmas where we provided a video every day. And now we're back into our weekly schedule of having a video every Wednesday morning for a little Hump Day Hallelujah. This is Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church. And I was just on my phone reading texts. And I just got a response to a question I asked, and the response, sure, that would be fine. So is that a, sure, that would be fine. Sure, that'd be fine. I don't know. I don't know how to interpret that. I understand all the words, but yet I don't know how they were delivered, how they were intended. So it got me thinking about how often we go to Scripture, and we read the words and then we begin to translate or to try to interpret them. And hopefully we've prayed about it and the Spirit has guided us in our conversation and our deliberation and our interpretation so that we can actually learn or read and hear and respond to what God intended for us to understand from God's sacred text. We don't have the advantage of going back and asking the original authors. We can certainly, though, however, ask God through prayer and by being open to the Holy Spirit to seek counsel on the interpretation of Scripture. At the beginning of the year, a lot of people start new practices, new habits, and maybe this year, I know we're already a week in, maybe your practice was to read Scripture every day. And if it is, that's great. I encourage you in that. Keep up the good work. Do so. But then I also encourage you, though, if you have questions, to seek the counsel of others as you're interpreting. Because in the same way that it's difficult to know exactly how somebody intended to project the words that you may find in a text message, in the same way we can find ourselves misinterpreting what we find in Scripture. Behind me are bookshelves full of books about biblical interpretation, some of them based on a chapter or a book of the Bible, just pages and pages and pages of scholarly interpretation. When I'm reading a text, not for just devotion, but to study, to prepare to teach or preach from it, I read from these books on my shelves. I also employ or utilize online resources as well, so that it isn't just my interpretation that I'm relying upon. It certainly is assisted by the Holy Spirit, but also these other voices, folks who've had different experiences than me, who come from a different perspective, who may provide a different a different perspective or take on what is being said. And then when we consider all of those interpretations together, we pray that God would reveal what God intends for us to learn from the sacred text. Then probably most importantly, how it is we're to respond to what we've read. My encouragement to you this day as you begin the new year is, spend some time in study, spend some time in devotion, spend some time in conversation with others about God's word and how you have heard it, how you intend to respond to it, not only as an encouragement to them, but also as an opportunity to learn from one another, to provide a corrective voice to one another, to provide another perspective to one another. And in so doing, I think each of us can grow and learn and become more familiar with God's word, with God's love, and hopefully even be more confident in sharing both with others. That's what I got for you today on this first of our Hump Day Hallelujahs for 2025, believe it or not. If you don't mind, I'm going to try and figure out what the person meant when they said, sure, that would be fine. and also spend a little time in God's Word. It's been good spending a part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah, and who knows, maybe even seeing you in worship sometime. Take care.